It is a place that really must be seen to be fully appreciated. It's the largest wooden frame structure in the world, and a place that will help unlock the mysteries of a story we've known since childhood. We'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
So the Lord came down to look around a spell, and there he found Noah behaving mighty well. That is the reason the scriptures record Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
In Williamstown, Kentucky, you can find a very big ship. It's a full-size replica of Noah's Ark. They didn't just build a large wooden ship, though. The site talks about the biblical story and ways all those animals could have been supported during a great flood.
Based on research, around 1,400 kinds of animals, somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 animals total.
This ark is built according to the dimensions found in the Bible. It has three levels, and as Patrick Kanuski says, it could have housed all of those species.
So God wouldn't have brought the oldest, largest animals. He would have brought adolescents, smaller animals, so they could have all fit, and then once they got off the ship itself, they would have been able to reproduce.
So how did they handle manure? How did they get fresh air and water? The exhibits inside give possible explanations to just about every question you might have.
The ships back then would have had an area probably in the middle of the ship somewhere called a moon pool. And this moon pool would have been a shaft that was open on the bottom under the hull. So water would have been in the shaft. And as the ship goes up and down with the waves, that shaft of water would act as a hydraulic.
And that power moved air, waste, and more. There were eight people in Noah's family on board. It's interesting to see some of the ingenuity available at the time to handle the mighty task at hand.
Almost to every one of them, they're just amazed by what they see. It's thought-provoking. A lot of them will say, hey, I never thought about that before, how that would have worked.
There's plenty to see and experience both inside and outside the ark here. A lot of visitors take at least a half day to see everything. Traveling the countryside in Williamstown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.